This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minneapolis American Indian Center recently reopened after a $32.5 million renovation project that spanned 2 years. Here's reporter Travis Zimmerman, who attended the opening event.
On May 1st, Minneapolis American Indian Center had a grand reopening after having been closed for its first major overhaul since it opened in 1975. Board member Don Perro from Leech Lake remembers the day the center opened.
I was there the day it opened in 1975. I was in high school and I worked there on a youth program. I actually went to work there in 77 or 78, and I worked there with the employment training program. So I've been involved with the center ever since, basically since 1975. It's been like my second home since I was in high school.
The reopening ceremony followed the parade to kick off American Indian Month. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan from White Earth was there, as were various tribal leaders. Peggy recognized the efforts of Mary Lagarde, the Minneapolis American Indian Center's director.
But I had to see this of Mary Lagarde, the dedication, the tenacity, the just unending advocacy on the Capitol campaign, but also at the Minnesota State Capitol. We are here for this ribbon cutting because of her heart and because of her love for the urban Native community.
The event also featured performances from Keith Sokola, David Huckfeld, Leland Lisi, and the Sampson Brothers. A few hundred people attended the opening, where the atmosphere was one of pride, excitement, and awe at the new building, an expanded footprint from 20,000 square feet to 66,000 square feet. Don Perrell elaborates.
I was literally in tears because it was so beautiful and such an amazing place. And it's, to me, it's like a dream come true because it's been in the works for so long.
Lyle Iron Moccasin, Lakota, the reentry coordinator at the American Indian OIC, has been coming to the center for 35 years.
This is incredible. It's one of the most dynamic spots you'll find in the metro area now. Without a doubt, they've done a very good job of setting up and distributing the space so that it can be used not only by our community, but outside communities can come in and utilize it also, which is a big plus for the outreach for the community.
One of the main attractions to the center will be the Gatherings Cafe, run by executive chef Vern Defoe, a member of the Red Cliff Band in Wisconsin. Vern is excited to serve food in the heart of the Minneapolis American Indian community.
Well, first off, we're like right in the heart of the Native corridor, pretty much. And there aren't very many places to eat around here. We're going to be serving a lot of food with indigenous ingredients. And besides just having the cafe that's open to the public and everyone, I will be doing cooking demos, you know, anything food related that has to do with education. I purchase product from a lot of Native producers. Like we get our wild rice from Spirit Lake up in Fond du Lac. We get fish from Red Lake, and we'll be getting fish from Red Cliff too, depending on what we're doing or cooking. We get tapiry beans from Ramona Farms, which is a farm in the Southwest. We actually have been purchasing corn from the Indigenous Food Lab, and they get their corn from Bow and Arrow, which is run by some guys that are Southern Ute. Little Earth is going to be starting up basically a fish hatchery for perch, and we've already kind of sampled some of their product. So we're going to be getting fish straight from, you know, a few blocks down the road. The plan is to do breakfast and lunch, so we'll be opening up at 7 and serving food till about 3.
Visitors to the center will see a familiar face in Charlie Stately, who runs a Woodland Indian Crafts gift shop, and they'll also be able to enjoy the exhibits at the Two River Gallery. The Minneapolis American Indian Center's long history of providing resources and support for the urban Native community will continue. It will have an emphasis on activities for youth and elders, with a refurbished gym, a new tech teen center, and a new dining area for elders. Check out the new space at 1530 East Franklin Avenue and find programming information at maicnext.org. For Minnesota Native News, this is Travis Zimmerman.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.